This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It is this time of the year, the first 10 days of the Hijjah, and the title of these days in the texts is love. Love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what marks these days. The love of Allah. And the language of those texts, and the language we will try to examine today, can only be understood by those whose hearts have love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the language of love. And if there is no love, or if the love is absent from the heart, the language will fall on deaf ears and it will not resonate. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the authentic hadith, talking about these days of the Hijjah, the first days of this month, the last month in the Hijri calendar, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهِنَّ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشْرِ يعني أيام ذي الحجة. There are no days, meaning in the year, there are no days in which righteous deeds, acts of devotion, are dearer to Allah. There are no days when Allah, or where Allah, loves good deeds to be performed than these days of the Hijjah, the first 10 days of the Hijjah. The love of Allah. That's what Allah loves. That's what Allah prefers the most. Throughout the year, Allah loves righteous deeds the most in these first 10 days of the Hijjah. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ قَالَ وَلَا الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ خَرَجَ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ فَلَمْ يَرْجِعْ مِنْ ذَلِكَ بِشَيْءٍ. The companions were puzzled that nothing that Allah loves more than righteous deeds in these last 10 nights, not even offering one's life for the sake of Allah, putting one's life on the line for the sake of defending the truth and the cause of Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, not even al-jihadu fi sabilillah, except for one scenario. When a person offers their wealth and their self for the sake of Allah, and they lose them. They don't come back home. They don't make it back home. That's the only exception to this rule. So we are living in days that are special. These are not normal days. And the scholars of Islam have debated which 10 days are the best, or which days of the year are the best. The last 10 days in Ramadan, or the first 10 days of the Hijjah. A big debate among the scholars. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala and others are of the opinion that the last 10 nights of Ramadan are the best of nights ever. And the first 10 days of the Hijjah this month are the best 10 days ever for righteous deeds. So this is a special time for Allah himself. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there are no days that where Allah loves good deeds to be performed more than these 10 days. This is the language of love. And as I said, if there is no love for Allah in the heart, it's hard to appreciate what that means. But let's take a worldly example. You know, when a husband appreciates his wife and he loves her, and he's probably passing through some shops, and he sees something that his wife is fond of, something that his wife really loves and appreciates, something very special. If he truly loves her, automatically it sparks in his mind to buy that, and sometimes even make a sacrifice, even when it's pricey. even when it's going to put a financial strain on him, he's going to buy that gift for his wife and make it a special day for her. When a father or a mother, they come across something that is not very common and they know their son or their daughter loves this thing so much and looks forward to it, the fatherly spirit, the motherly spirit pushes that parent to make the sacrifice and purchase this thing for their son or their daughter. Why? To give them a treat. Because they know they love this thing. And we have seen those, all of those like influencers, YouTubers, who gain millions of followers just because they share, you know, empty stuff, or something empty of value for the most part. Pranks and jokes and nonsense. But some of them make it and they make a lot of wealth out of that. And some of their most special videos that they put out there is when one of them, and especially when they are young, they purchase or they go and get for their father or their mother the house of their dream, right? Or the car of their dream. And they make a big video out of that. And it goes viral. And we all feel touched. Why? Because that's a special moment. Because that's what their father or their mother loves the most. So when they meet that love, when they fulfill that dream of that person, it's a very special moment. And many people, when they see this, you'll find them in tears. That's what the Prophet ﷺ is telling us. That's for people who love their spouse, who love their children, who love their parents. For those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet ﷺ is offering us this opportunity. He is saying these 10 days, that's the gift that Allah loves the most. Allah loves good deeds. Allah loves what's good because He's good. إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. Allah is good. And He loves that which is good. He only loves that which is good. But good is not all at the same level. There are things that are at a higher and superior level of goodness. And good deeds during these 10 days are so special with Allah that He loves them. And if you truly have love for Allah in your heart, that should mean a lot. That's the golden opportunity. When you can offer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what He loves, Allah obviously doesn't need it. At the end of the day, it's for you. Because Allah wants good for you. But when you know that Allah loves something, you should rush for it. And people would say, you know, what should I do during these days? And it becomes trendy during these days for people to come up with acts of worship they don't usually do. Some voluntary acts of worship. And that's great. But there is something greater. Because if you combine this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ where he says, actions in these 10 days are loved by Allah the most, then you bring another hadith from the Prophet ﷺ, which is a divine hadith, where Allah speaks and Allah says, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَطْتُ عَلَيْهِ. This is the famous hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari where Allah talks about that whoever has enmity or animosity to one of my friends and close servants, then I wage war against them. Then in this hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and my servant will never draw nearer to me with anything better, anything more efficient than anything more than any. My servant will not draw to me with anything that I love more than what I made as an obligation. So Allah loves most of the deeds. There's no weird deeds. You don't have to go and search into the books and in some strange examples of what acts of worship to do. Allah made it clear. The things that Allah loves the most is first, Tawheed.
that you worship Him alone, that you trust Him alone, that you live your life for Him alone. That's what Allah loves the most. That's the biggest obligation. Then the prayer, salah, the five daily prayers. You don't need to look far. It's at your doorstep. The five daily prayers are what Allah loves the most after Tawheed, because they are a manifestation of Tawheed. Pray them well on time. Pray them in congregation, because even those who perform, if you don't perform these prayers, you are in serious danger. Your whole Islam and Iman is in serious danger and is under question. But for those who pray and observe the five daily prayers, there is so much, or there are so many areas in our prayer where we are deficient. We don't pray them on time. Maybe we don't pray them in congregation. Maybe we don't fulfill their rights. We rush through them. We don't pray them well. Or we don't have khushu', our hearts are not present in the salah. And that's a great defect in any salah. It takes away the reward. So start with this. That's what Allah loves the most. And this is the time that Allah loves these deeds the most as well. And then the other obligations. The other obligations. Not only your direct obligations to Allah, but your obligations to Allah through other people. The rights of your family on you, your parents, your spouse, your children, the rights of your neighbors, the rights of your Muslim brothers and sisters, the ones that live where you live and globally. These are obligations. When you fulfill them, Allah loves them the most. And in these days, Allah even loves them more. And that's the secret about those days. Then you have all of the other obligations. When a sister these days wears her hijab, this is not a passive action. When you properly cover yourself, that's a great act of worship. It's an obligation and Allah loves it. And in these days, Allah loves it more. Because when we do something consistently, we tend to underestimate its value. But these are things that Allah appreciates and He loves and He's happy with. He's pleased with those actions. Al-Imam Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says, these days are the best. One of the reasons that these days are the most beloved to Allah in terms of good deeds is because there is no time in the year where the major acts of worship, the prime acts of worship, the pillars of Islam, are found on earth together but during this time. Because in Ramadan, you pray, you fast, you read Quran, you do dhikr, you give charity, you treat people well, and you do all of the other righteous deeds. But there is one pillar of Islam that is time specific, and it doesn't fall in Ramadan, and that's Hajj. But during these days, Hajj is performed. So the whole spectrum of acts of worship in Islam are being practiced by the Muslim Ummah. And that's a time Allah loves. That's a unique time in the year. Because there is no other time, whatever humans and Muslims are doing during the year, Hajj is always missing. It's only this time of the year when the whole spectrum or the whole set is complete. And Allah gives generously. And that's where the blessing of the day of Arafah, and it's the culmination of these 10 days. And I will leave it for the Khatib inshallah next Friday to talk about it. But as Muslims, we shouldn't let these days slip away without offering Allah a special treat. And the special treat is that you truly renew your covenant with Allah, your agreement with Allah to worship Him alone. Clear your heart. You know, al-mujahidu man jahada hawahu fi dhatillah. The true mujahid, the true person who strives for the sake of Allah, is someone who strives against their own self, their own defects, their own desires, their own dark side for the sake of Allah. None of us are perfect. We all have serious defects. We all have a dark side to ourselves. We all have serious flaws. We all have so much evil in our hearts. Naturally, humans without guidance or with inappropriate guidance, that's what happens to them. So our life is about working against that, to undo that darkness that is inside. It's a constant struggle. And that's something that Allah loves the most. You purify your heart because this is where Allah looks. As the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah doesn't look at your wealth and your looks and your physique. Allah looks at your hearts. What's in your heart? Is the love of Allah uppermost in your heart above all other types of love? Is your fear of Allah dominant in your heart that you fear none but Allah? Is your heart full of hope in Allah that it trusts Allah more than it trusts anything else? Does that translate into a lifestyle? That's what Tawheed is. Tawheed is not a concept that you keep in your mind. It's a way of life. These are great acts of worship. Is your heart full of envy and hate and jealousy? Is it full of pride and arrogance? These are diseases that take you to the hellfire. When you push against them, none of us is free from pride and arrogance and envy. None of us. So you need to push against them. Your fighting against them is one of the great acts of jihad and worship that Allah loves. So offer Allah this thing. Start to change your ways from today. This is the opportunity. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. One of the great acts of worship that the scholars advise that we do during these days is to fast. Offer fast. So those who have days that they missed in Ramadan, that's a very beautiful opportunity to start making those days up. But for the day of Arafah, you have to have a special intention. For the day of Arafah, don't combine, you know, making up a Ramadan fast there. But the rest of the days, you can do this. So that's a good time. Our sisters who have days that they need to make up from Ramadan, that's a golden time. And one of the great acts of worship that we should do, and we should never forget these days, is solidarity with our brothers and sisters and offering them the help that we can, the support, the dua. Don't underestimate the power of dua that comes from your heart for the sake of Allah. And whatever else, whatever good that you can do that can help relieve their pain, that can help save a life, that can help bring justice to them, and you are able to engage with it. That's something Allah loves, one of the great things Allah loves. So our brothers and sisters in Gaza, our brothers and sisters in Sudan, which usually get forgotten, and they're going through atrocities, may Allah relieve their stress and the stress of all the Muslims everywhere. And many Muslims are suffering. Some Muslims are suffering individually. No one knows about them. Or only the circle around them knows about them. Make dua for them. You get reward for that. You get reward for making dua for people you don't know. Do that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, renew your covenant with Allah. Offer sadaqah. Offer sadaqah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sadaqah is something that Allah loves and appreciates. And in these days, Allah loves it more.